Hey guys, it's Gabriel Brown here with another installation to my podcast on how credit made my imaginations come true. Now today I want to talk about another business launch strategist or another passive income, residual income strategy that you can implement when you launch a business or at any stage in your business you can implement it. And this strategy is piggybacking on what I discussed about equity sharing or profit sharing. And in that podcast, I talked about how mentors, coaches, and consultants sometimes will use a strategy where if they increase your bottom line 5x, 2x, 3x, whatever it is, and they negotiate before they ink a contract with you, that whatever the increase in your bottom line is, they want a percentage of that, which is called equity sharing or profit sharing. Typically, the percentage is about 6% into perpetuity, which means 6% for the life of your business, okay, unless your business goes defunct or you sell the business. So that means 6% of the increase. So if you're making $100,000 a year and they increase you to $300,000, the increase is $200,000. So that's 6% of the $200,000. Now, sometimes you can, they'll request that monthly, quarterly, biannually, or yearly, okay? Now, what I want to piggyback on this particular strategy and talk about today is some of the pitfalls, or one specific pitfalls, because I'm not going to go into all of them, but this is one that I think you want to be really concerned with if you're operating in, you know, many industries offering this kind of, or if you're coaching people in many industries and you're offering this kind of, equity split plus whatever your charge for your services are. So it may be $25,000 for the business launch strategy or the growth strategy, business growth strategy, and then 6% of your increase in revenue. Now, the challenge that that's inherent in this strategy for the coach, the consultant, or the mentor is, let's say you're coaching 500 people in your community on your Facebook page, and 20% of those you have a equity split or profit sharing agreement with, and let's say multiple business owners are in the same industry, right? So, of course, you may have a non-compete and non-disclosure in place with some of these business owners where you can't share their IP, their intellectual property, you can't share their business processes and strategies and things like that, right? And then because you have a equity split or profit sharing agreement with them with regards to growing their business, you are put in a precarious situation when you have another business owner that you're mentoring or coaching and consulting, but you don't have a profit sharing or equity share or split agreement with that business owner. Now, how does that put you in a precarious situation? Well, because of this. You're probably going to give the business owner that you have the profit sharing, arrangement with, the best of your ability. You know, you being the coach, the mentor, or the consultant, you're probably going to give them the best of your ability. Why? Because, you know, you have a stake in that business. You have an interest in that business. Well, what if the business owner that's in your community that is just paying for your services, your $25,000 coaching service, but is not paying for profit sharing, or not splitting profit share, sharing with you, or equity sharing, what if they're more talented and they're asking for, training or consulting within your community, and they're paying for private coaching and private consulting with you? How do you handle that scenario where you have other businesses that are similar, if not identical, to this particular business, the owner is not sharing profits with you? How do you handle that? Do you give them the best of you as well, or are you segmented out the best of you because you have a non-compete and non-disclosure with the companies that you have profit-sharing arrangements with, so you can't share the best of the tactics that you gave them because that would almost be, you know, creating competition in the same industry, right? But if you're hired to give your best and that business owner is paying you your rate, eventually there becomes a diminishing return on what you can give to new mentees and new members of your community that pay you top dollar for your coaching or your mentoring. So let me see if I can clarify that. So you have 500 people in your community, your Facebook community, and you're training them, and they all paid you $25,000 for consulting and coaching to grow their business, your business growth strategies. And then also within that same community, you have people that are paying you the $25,000 and the 6% profit share. And they have you signing a non-compete, non-disclosure, and you're giving them your best because you obviously want to grow their business and to get more profit sharing. So eventually, after giving your best to multiple people in the same industry and you have a profit sharing arrangement, there's a diminishing return on your best with the people that are not paying you profit return, 6% profit, right, or equity sharing. Why? Why is there a diminishing return? Because the things that you've shared with other clients that you have a non-compete with, you can't share those things with your new mentees. So their return is diminishing every time you create a new profit-sharing arrangement with someone in that similar industry. So you want to be careful as a mentor or a coach with, you know, how you promote you're going to increase someone's business, you know, 10X, 5X, 3X, whatever, and you keep signing up business owners in the same industry, eventually you're going to be handcuffed. You're going to handcuff yourself where you can't share but so much information and your best stuff. You're going to want to share it, and you may even breach the non-disclosure, non-compete, you know, unintentionally. You may just are so used to giving your best that you're just sharing things that you told other business owners you wouldn't share. And those tactics and strategies would be unique to them, i.e. intellectual property that you shared that then became their intellectual property, or you co-owned it now because you're under contract with profit sharing and equity sharing. So this is one of the pitfalls if you're going to use this strategy. Be careful as a mentor, as a coach, as a consultant, that you don't spread yourself too thin in the same community. I hope that this podcast was helpful. It was helpful for me when I was thinking about it. And go forth this year and be more prosperous than you were last year. And I've enjoyed this podcast. I look forward to speaking with you on the next podcast.